Now in chapter 24, you have the organization of these sons. You have here, first of all, now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. They were priests, you will recall. And the very interesting thing is he goes all the way back to the time they were in the wilderness, takes these sons of Aaron, and Nadab and Abihu died before their father, had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. That's verse 2 of chapter 24. And David distributed them, both Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in their service. So that this is actually a very highly organized procedure that David is putting in force. You see, David is not only gathering the materials, but we're going to also see he has the pattern for the tabernacle. He bought the real estate where it was to be built, and now he organizes the priests to serve in that. You wonder what really Solomon did. And that's my reason for saying that we call it today Solomon's Temple. But I think God makes it very clear here it was David's temple. The only temple Solomon ever had was the one on the side of his head. The temple that we have built in Jerusalem is David's temple. It was his idea. It was his thought. It was his work that gathered the material together. He got the workmen to build it. He organized the priests to serve in it. And everything was in place. Now we have that, and we have him putting the priests in orders. Actually, there were 24 orders. Verse 5, thus were they divided by lot, one sort with another. For the governors of the sanctuary and governors of the house of God were the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. Now, these sons were organized into orders so that one group would come up, and under them a certain group serving in the temple. Then they would retire, and another group would come up and take their place. I think it was quite a chore, quite interesting to watch. It wasn't long ago that I had the privilege of watching the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Now, I want to tell you, they overdo that thing over there. My gracious alive, they could do that lots quicker than they do. What ceremony, what show it is. And they've made it that. Fact of the matter is, I think that none of the kings of the past would go for the way it's being done today. I'm sure they'd be surprised to see how the thing has worked out. That sort of thing took place in the temple when it was built. And we find that they were organized this way. You see, each one of these families had several offspring now. In fact, you've come down several hundred years to David from the time of Moses. And these families have grown, as we have seen that the children of Israel from about 8,000 now have about, 38,000? I think that's what it was we saw last time. 38,000 of them, and now they will be the ones to serve in the temple. They don't need all of them at once, so David organizes them into orders. And in verse 20, the Kohathites are divided. We're told the rest of the sons of Levi were these of the son of Amram, and here we go down that list. Then we have the sons of Merari, and they are divided here. They are divided by lot, and each family carried on their service, you see.